Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
All right, I want us to play a fun little game this morning. So using the back of your bulletin or some other piece of paper, I want you to write down the numbers 1 through 10 in a column. Go ahead and take a moment to do that. 1 through 10 in a column. Right now, I'm going to say 10 statements that sound really strange. And I want you to guess if they're true or false. And I'll tell you right now that some of them are true, some of them are false. They're not all the same. Okay? You can mark down your answer or even say your answer, and then I'll tell you if you're right or not. You ready? Number one. The modern-day air conditioner was invented in St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada, where the average high temperature in the summer is only 66 degrees. True or false? False. The modern-day air conditioner was invented by Willis Carrier, who lived in Brooklyn, New York, where the average high temperature in the summer is in the 80s.
Can I add a bit? The first house with air conditioning was Charles Herron's house.
There we go. A little bit of local trivia for you. Number two. This past March, a dermatology journal reported the case of a man in his 50s living in India whose tongue started growing hair after he suffered a stroke. True or false?
True.
That's gross. Number three. The national animal for Scotland is the unicorn. True or false? True.
What? It's the leprechaun.
Sorry, Jensen, it's the unicorn. Number four. Number four. In South Dakota, which has a cow to human ratio of over 4 to 1, people can pay $50 to have a cow named after themselves or someone else. When the cow is butchered, that person gets a free piece of the meat. True or false? False. South Dakota does have a cow to human ratio of over 4 to 1, though, so that part's true. Number five. During a home repair project in 1972, homeowners Robert and Ruth Jensen from St. Louis, Missouri, discovered a 5-carat diamond under the floorboards of their bedroom. The diamond was estimated to be worth $100,000. They never discovered how it ended up under their floor. True or false?
True.
False.
What?
I completely made that one up. Number six. In 1898, a man named Morgan Robertson published a novella called The Wreck of the Titan, which is about a large ocean liner that hits an iceberg in the North Atlantic and sinks. Although his plot is strikingly similar to the story of the Titanic, the book was published 14 years before the Titanic set sail. True or false? True.
He predicted the future.
Number seven. The largest bee ever discovered was found on a small island in Indonesia and was 2.5 inches long, the length of an adult thumb. True or false? True. That's a big bee. Number 8. The best-selling book on Audible right now is the Bible. True or false? False. Their best-selling book is called Atomic Habits. Habits. Number nine. Athletic apparel brands Nike and Reebok are actually owned by the same company. True or false? Nike and Reebok are actually owned by the same company. False. However, Reebok and Adidas are owned by the same company, but they're still rivals with Nike. And number 10, there is a mall in Shanghai that contains husband pods. These are tiny rooms where husbands can sit in a comfy chair and play video games while they wait for their wives to finish shopping. True or false? True. And my guess is they were developed by a guy who was tired of hearing, "Honey, hold my purse." So how'd you do? Anybody get all 10? The reason I play this game with you this morning.
Because it's funny?
Well, because it's fun and because it's appropriate for Easter Sunday. Right? On that first Easter morning, the women basically played this game with the other disciples. They said that they had seen two men in dazzling clothes who said that Jesus was alive. But then the other disciples said, false. Or as the text puts it, but these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. Actually, that English translation is pretty tame. The Greek is more powerful. It's more like the men thought the women were full of baloney. The men thought there's no way this could possibly be true. I mean, if dead people staying dead is one of the few certainties in life, if you can't even count on that, then what can you count on? And in a way, it makes sense why they would think the women's story was false. Right? The news of the empty tomb does sound made up. It sounds ridiculous. It sounds too far-fetched. In fact, in Matthew, the guards at the tomb were paid to say that Jesus' disciples came and stole the body while they had fallen asleep at the job. That seems more logical. That seems more likely. So it's really easy to understand why some people today think resurrection isn't true. And by some people, I mean sometimes even us. All right, yes, we know the story from the Bible. Yes, we are here today to celebrate resurrection, but let's be honest. Sometimes even we wonder about it. Like, if Jesus came back from the dead, then where is new life today? Why do disease and darkness and death still take the people we love? And one day will take each of us, too. If resurrection is so real, if Jesus is so powerful, then why does death still hurt so much? Right? These are fair questions. And questions that those first disciples were likely asking too. Which means when the women reported the news of the empty tomb, the men probably thought, don't tell us something so ridiculous. Maybe they thought the women were in shock and making stuff up. It seemed like some weird conspiracy theory. It seemed too good to be true. And as we know, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Like finding a 5-carat diamond under the floorboards of your bedroom. But then again, some things that sound too good to be true really are true. Like those gaming pods in the mall in Shanghai. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Although the women's report sounded like fake news, it was actually the very definition of good news. And Peter was curious enough to go to the tomb to see for himself. He thought maybe it wasn't too good to be true. And as they say, seeing is believing, right? Like, even though I told you there's a man who has hair growing on his tongue, you might not really believe it unless you look it up online and see a picture of it. You can do that. But trust me, it's gross. You've been warned. In the life of faith, though, it is not about seeing is believing, but rather believing is seeing. Which we'll really hear about next week when we hear the story of Thomas. Or in other words, what you look for in life, you will find. If you look for only disease and darkness and death, you will certainly find them. They are not hard to miss. But if you look for hope and new life and resurrection, then you will find them too. Consider it this way. None of us were there that first Easter morning. We weren't there with the women when they encountered those divine messengers. All we have is the story they told. All we have is the story of the risen Christ encountering others. All we have is scripture that's been passed down through the generations. And in a way, that's all that the disciples had that day too. Right, listen again to what those dazzling men told the women. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again. Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told this to the 11 and to all the rest. So all the women had were Jesus' words. And now they had the empty tomb to remind them of the truth of those words. But what about us today, huh? What do we have that reminds us of the truth of those words? Well, look at that font where you receive new life. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked the cross of Christ forever. Look at this table. Here is the body of Christ given for you. Here is the blood of Christ shed for you. Look at yourselves. You are the body of Christ, sent out to feed a hungry world. Look at the life of the church over these thousands of years and around the world. Jesus promised that not even the gates of hell would prevail against us. And that's proven to be true. No matter what changes have come our way in the course of human history, the church is still here to stay. It is made up of scared and worried and insecure people, like those first disciples and like all of us, who have heard and proclaim a wonderful promise. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. The risen Christ not only conquered death for himself, but he also gave new life to his disciples, both those back then and to us here today. And yes, it may take a while to see the reality of this good news. Right? The women were terrified when they first heard the message. And the men thought the women's story was full of baloney. That means even those who were closest to Jesus didn't believe it at first. Elsewhere, others didn't recognize the risen Christ when he was right there in their midst. But whether we recognize him right away or not, the good news is still good news. The grave is still empty. Death has still been defeated. And Christ is still risen. So today we do celebrate this wonderful promise of the empty tomb. It changes us and changes the world and changes life itself. So let's go tell others this good news, because they need to hear it too. It is very strange, but it is also very true. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. In the name of the one who conquered death and gives us life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.